One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Ready What? As is 2016, I got to get my convention straight. I got to mix up once in a while. Miss Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for having me.
And your fabulous company is?
Illuminar.
Luminar.
Which means to light in Spanish.
Right. And last time we talked, you turned me on to LED lights. And as you can see, I got LED lights now.
I was going to say, you're not orange.
That's right. I'm not orange.
You're
That's
not
right.
orange.
No, it's true.
Yes, it's totally true. I see you on the screen.
And these are really inexpensive. And I was very surprised at the kind of light they threw for that.
Yes.
And you specialize in this type of lighting.
Yes.
Right?
LED lighting for cameras and surveillance.
Now, the thing that cracks me up, when we talk about this all the time, is if people sell you a camera and they put it in and they say, okay, see you later, bye.
Right.
And nobody specs the lighting. Nobody puts that in the design. They just say, I got a nightlight here next to my bed, or I got my overhead light at the cafeteria. That's going to be fine.
Yes.
And it's just not fine. Tell us about that.
Specifically, for surveillance, the industry has kind of brainwashed everyone into thinking that cameras without lighting is fine, that the low lux level is good enough.
Yes, the lux level. That's the big sell.
Yes.
Like, oh, I got half a lux. I don't need any light.
That's right.
Yeah.
But in real life, such as any time you're doing broadcasting or movies or professional photography, without lighting, you don't see anything. But for some reason, that hasn't spilled over into surveillance. So what they do is they put these integrated IRs, or IRs that are built into the cameras,
right,
that just make a really bright hot spot, because the LEDs are narrow, but the field of view on the camera is wide. So you still get a bad picture. So it's just that people in the surveillance industry are used to seeing bad pictures.
Now, it's interesting. We could actually demonstrate that right now.
Yes.
We should show people. Susan, can you reach behind the light we have here, and turn one of those lights off? Those two little switches. And we can see how it drops.
Look at that.
Yeah. That's one light. There's one more switch. See, look at that.
Now, do it on mine. I'll disappear.
Turn this one off over here. And now we're going to use this lighting inside the convention. Now, this is a really good camera, so it picks up light.
But still, that's
not an acceptable image.
Look at the difference. Exactly.
Yeah, you can turn those back on.
And look at how
huge
we changed colors, too.
We did. I went orange again.
Yeah.
No, green, actually. I think I went green. No,
well,
it is true.
Well, because this lighting is in the different color spectrum.
That's right.
And this color spectrum simulates natural sunlight, which is exactly the same type of LEDs we use for surveillance cameras to see in color at night.
Now, what's interesting is that this is a security convention. I'm going to assume this hall has security cameras in it.
Yes.
But look, that's the light we just saw in the video that they're using, and it's just not a good image.
It's not a good image.
Now, LED lighting. One thing I like about it, these lights are not hot.
That's right.
Tell us why that is.
LEDs run cool because they don't generate as much electricity. They're lower running costs. So that's why they run cool. And I'm sure there's some kind of heat sink on these lights that help the heat dissipate.
Right. It's amazing. Now, people might assume LED lighting is expensive. Not really.
The price has calmed down.
Right. And calmed down, too.
Yes. In the beginning, it was expensive, but the price has come down, as with anything with electronics does. So it is more expensive than your regular incandescent or fluorescent light. But the running cost, you get your return on investment within 12 to 18 months, sometimes sooner.
Yeah. And they don't burn out. Is that really true?
They run a long time. In the case of Illuminar, it's 50 to 80,000 hours of life.
50 to 80,000 hours. That's guaranteed?
We warranty that for 5 years.
It's a lot of film.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so we do our infrared, which is our invisible light for night vision and covert.
Okay, now I never get this part right.
Okay.
All right, you got to tell me. Infrared, what am I looking at now on camera?
So what we have here is your white light.
White light, okay.
Which is visible. And this light you can use with surveillance to help you see in color at night, just like we're using here. You can see the same type of picture with your cameras. Infrared is an invisible light. So we wouldn't see the light, and the camera wouldn't pick it up unless you put it in black and white mode.
Oh.
So it basically it's covert, and you can also use it for license plate capture. So we utilize it for license plate capture to help cameras capture plates or just general surveillance.
But can I film infrared in color?
No, color does not
only
see.
Only black and white from infrared.
Only black and
white.
So it has to be a true day-night camera.
Right.
Or a black and white camera.
So what's the disconnect between a camera manufacturer and a lighting manufacturer? Because I don't know any camera manufacturers that make lighting. Obviously, they must, when they put it on the test bench, they must put some light bulb there and turn it on and film with it to make sure it works. Why aren't they using some kind of standard for that? It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I just don't know.
So what's your biggest challenge when you go in to change this attitude? Are you coming in after a camera installation? You try to get in before a camera installation? How do you do it?
Well, I do try to come in before a camera installation because I want to educate people on the quality that they should expect from their cameras. Unfortunately, a lot of times I don't get to come in until after the fact because it's after the camera project is sold and installed that then the customer can't see at night. And then my camera manufacturer technology partners recommend Illuminar to help fix the problem.
That's interesting. Could it be more effective at a design build level?
It would, because then the customer has the budget for it, and they have a complete system that can see from the beginning. And it also helps improve bandwidth, as you know, because if you have good lighting, you don't have fuzzy, grainy pictures
bandwidth. That's a good point. I never thought about it that way.
Yes, and then therefore it takes up less storage.
Yeah.
So in this industry, bandwidth, storage, quality video, because if you're going to convict somebody, you want to make sure that it's that person.
My experience at the studios with hundreds and hundreds of cameras, 99% of the time, I couldn't use any images. They're useless. From a legal point of view, I would say, oh, look, there's a picture of a guy stealing a laptop and we can't identify his face. Yeah, I know my laptop's stolen. I didn't need a $120,000 camera system to tell me my laptop's missing.
That's right.
And if I just had a light or something, really the light mostly, that would do it.
Yes.
Now, talk about how far these lights throw, how the distances. I always thought with LED that it was a shorter distance, a less bright light. It's really the opposite.
Well, in the beginning, when LEDs first came out, they weren't very strong as far as the amount of light that they put out. So you did get shorter distances. But in our case, our lighting, we can go up to 919 feet of distance with the infrared.
919 feet?
919 feet.
Now, is that kind of like in a,
that's a
straight
narrow,
line?
Yeah, 10-degree field of view.
Okay.
But the widest we can do is 120 degrees, and that throw is 200 feet.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So LEDs have improved the quality. We only use Osram, which is the number one manufacturer of LEDs. They're based out of Germany. And we just learned how to power the LEDs to get that much power out of the LED for those kind of distances.
Do they need a separate type of power system or different than a regular lighting system? They use less power, don't they?
They use less power, but the fixtures that we make are low voltage, PoE, PoE plus, and high PoE. So we don't really make lighting for this kind of scenario. Like to screw in bulbs and stuff like that.
Right, it's more directional and,
correct.
And designed.
Yes.
Design kind of
stuff. It's a fixture, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, where are you guys located?
So we're located in Irvine. Our products made in the UK, but we ship for North and South America out of Irvine, California. The rest of the world, we ship directly from the UK to the rest of the world.
All right.
Our
Excellent.
Product is located on 6 continents. So we've been around since 2009.
Excellent. Give us your website.
www.illuminarinc, and that's 1-L-I-L-U-M-I-N-A-R-I-N-C.com. Because people think that it's 2 L's.
I know. That's what I like. When I set it up on the camera, I spelled it with a lowercase I. So it was very clear to see.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And Illuminar just means to illuminate
that's
in Spanish.
Right. Yeah.
So
Excellent.
That's right.
Eddie, always glad to see you.
Thank you, my
Thanks
friend.
For the
Good
information.
To see you.
Thanks
and glad you're not orange.
I am too. Thank you. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you.
I think that's a good close.
Glad you're not orange.
Good job, you